Yeah, good morning. And Paul Reiser's on the phone with us. Hey, good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Nice to see you. Hear you.
See you and hear you. Hey, you're coming this Saturday to Three Rivers Casino. And, of course, actor, writer, producer, musician, I understand, too.
I won't be doing any of that. I'll just be comedian.
The comedian.
Well, you know, doing my stand-up at the lovely Three Rivers, but I have a question. What are the Three Rivers? Can you name them?
Oh, man, now you got me. Sayusla. No, that's the one I know.
There better be three when I get there, because otherwise I'm going to feel very, very misled.
There are three, but there's only one of them that passes by the casino, and that
okay.
one I know.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
So you've been active a long time with stand-up comedy. Is that what your career started out with?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. It did. When I started, I was in college, and that's all I wanted to be. I wanted to be a stand-up, and that's all I wanted to do. And then once I started doing it, I got lucky, and a whole bunch of nice things happened, and I got some movies and do TV shows and create my own show. And then I kind of got distracted, and I didn't do stand-up for a long time. It was really 20 years, to be honest. When Mad About You started in 92, or even a little earlier, frankly, I got out of the habit of doing stand-up, and it took me a long time to get back into it just because I was busy. And it's only been the last few years, maybe 5 years, that I've been out and about touring again, and it's so fun. I didn't realize how much I missed it. It's of all the things I get to do, and I've gotten to be on some great shows lately and some great films, but to me there's nothing as fun as just getting out on stage and, you know, making people laugh, and they're right there. You don't have to wait 3 months to find out if they liked it.
Right.
They'll let you know right away.
Now, I gotta ask you one question. You mentioned you've been on a lot of good shows. Now, how come Red Oak ended? I don't understand
that. That's a good question.
I love that show.
I'm glad you enjoyed that show. Red Oaks was a lovely little show on Amazon, and I was just cast in that, and they did, I don't know, you know, it's funny. It didn't have the bells and whistles that some shows, you know, it's interesting now for shows to be a hit, there has to be something a little bit edgy or racy or you know, crackly about it, you know, like transparent. And we always said, well, we had, people said, you know, Amazon, which was also Transparent, said much more people watch your show than Transparent, but nobody knows it. Because Transparent had a lot of, you know, press because it was about, you know, gender issues, and so it was in the news. And Red Oaks was this really sweet, small, funny show that didn't jump out at you. So I guess it didn't make the noise that they had hoped. But it was a really, really fun show to do. I wrote a show, which is on Hulu now, which I hope people will go watch. It's on Hulu. It's called There's Johnny. And I'm not in it, but I wrote it with a buddy of mine. And it takes place in 1972 behind the scenes of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And we got to do it in partnership with the Carson Company. So we have his clips are sort of involved in the stories of the show. And it didn't get a lot of press, but I'm very proud of that show. So if anybody has Hulu, go check it out, and I bet you'll like it.
Well, I'm going to make sure I check that out.
There's Johnny.
Evening. There you go.
Here's
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have to say, now, you know, they say there's no small roles, only small actors. So so I have to say that in all the roles that you've had, my favorite still to this day, and you've done a lot of great things, don't get me wrong, was Jeffrey in Beverly Hills Cop. There was just something about that role that you added so much to that movie, just those few scenes you were in. Just,
that's so funny.
It's very memorable.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. You know, it's funny that I've been in films like that and Aliens, and that I don't know that I was aware at the time, but over the years, so many people really love those movies. And now a lot of times people will come over the street and they'll do a line from Beverly Hills Cop or from Diner or something, and often I don't know what they're talking about.
Like, it's been so long. Huh?
There was a line, I did one line, one little scene in Beverly Hills, the cop in the first one, where I just said, hey, this is not my locker.
I know, I was just thinking of that one, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. It was just a little ad-libbed it on that day. Yeah. But to this day, people will come over to me in the airport and go, hey, that's not my suitcase.
Yeah.
I go, what? What are you talking about? And then I go, oh, okay, you're doing a line. I thought you were yelling at me.
Yeah.
But it's funny to what people remember. And I'm the same way, too. I'll remember just an oddball thing in some movie, and that is usually not the famous line or the famous scene, but it's fun to see what people remember.
Well, that's funny because I remember Diner, and I remember you being in it, but the thing I remember is Mickey Rourke and the popcorn bag.
Well, that was memorable. was memorable.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a wonderful weather for you when you get here. So we're
We're
making it sunshine for you when you get here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. It's beautiful up there, and I have yet to be in beautiful Florence. So I'm looking forward. I appreciate you bringing out the good weather.
Well, you're
in New York as we speak, and I can't believe it's like 60 degrees and beautiful. And I guess they haven't found out it's winter yet.
Not yet.
Kind of beautiful.
So your comedy...
That's a nice thing.
Your comedy is going to just kind of... Give me a quick example of something you might talk about.
You know what? Someone asked me, what do you talk about? And I said, here's the truth. I said, I'm not smart enough to make anything up. So I have to talk about what happened. So I end up, I talk about what's going on in my marriage now 30 years in, and I talk about what it's, having my kids, talk about what it's like being in your 60s is apparently very different than your 20s and 30s. And when I talk about what's going on with me, the audience ends up laughing because they're going, hey, that's me too, buddy. And so, you end up finding exactly what it is that people are going through. And I think misery loves company. I think that's why people are laughing. They're going, okay, thank God it's not just me. This guy's going through this too. This makes it a lot more palatable.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right on that. Hey, one more question. I have to ask this because my cohort this morning wanted to know the scoop on Helen Hunt.
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you the secret, and you got to keep this to yourself. She's actually, in real life, a short Asian man. Yeah, and but through the magic of makeup and lighting, she looks to be like a 5'10" lovely blonde woman. But that's all it's all mirage.
Well, I want to get I want to get that lighting company.
She's very lovely and very bright and very talented. I don't know what else I can tell you. All of those things are true.
All right, this Friday night, Three Rivers Casino Resort.
No, it's Saturday night.
Saturday night. You're so right.
You can come Friday, but just be prepared to wait.
Be prepared to stay.
Saturday night,
November 10th.
At 8 o'clock, one show only. So if you get an idea Sunday, it'll be too late. So I'm going to say come on down Saturday, and it's going to be great. I'm looking forward, and I hope everybody comes down.
Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.